Welcome to the Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians 1, verse 2 reads something like this. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a pretty standard greeting for Paul in his letters. In just about every one of his letters, the phrase, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in some way, shape, or form, is present at the end of his introduction. Now, the problem that arises with the fact that this intro is so commonplace is that a lot of times, for experienced Bible readers, they can kind of just skip right over this introduction. They can skip over words like grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ without thinking critically about what exactly Paul means, just how revolutionary this concept is. When Paul applies grace and peace to the Christians who are reading his letter, he's not just looking for words to fill up his introduction. He means something very specific. When he's talking about grace, what Paul has in mind is God's unmerited favor and love for his people. And when he talks about peace, he doesn't just mean what we would mean if we were to, say, begin to talk about world peace, just the absence of conflict. For Paul, peace is coming from its Hebrew word, which is shalom, meaning wholeness. Not just the absence of conflict, but the presence of fulfillment and active, positive peace. And so, what Paul is saying when he applies grace and peace to us, his readers, even 2,000 years after he pens this letter to the church at Ephesus, is this: grace and peace between you and the God of the Bible, the triune God who created the universe, is not only possible, but if you believe in Jesus, already exists. So I'm wondering, as we read this letter, how we might go into the day today and look for small little tokens or evidences of God's grace, his favor, and his peace, his wholeness that he gives to us, perhaps more and more as our lives go on, even though we still long to feel that and experience that fullness in heaven one day. Perhaps it's looking out your windshield at the sunrise this morning. Perhaps it's a kind conversation with a friend. Perhaps it's just one of those days where things go right. Or maybe it's one of those days where things go wrong and it just throws into stark relief what things will one day be like in the new heavens and the new earth. So perhaps, as you get ready to go into the day today, ask the Lord to reveal to you where he's showing you grace and peace today. And maybe ask him to show you grace and peace in certain areas in which you particularly need it. This has been the Balanced Breakfast. We'll see you next time.